Live from KQED News, I'm Natalia Navarro. San Francisco is the slowest in the state when it comes to approving new housing. That revelation has prompted the state to conduct a first-of-its-kind review aimed at clearing roadblocks to development. KQED's Aaron Baldessari has more.
In San Francisco, the average housing project takes more than 2.5 years from the time plans are submitted to the time permits are issued. In a tweet, the head of the state's Housing and Community Development Department said he was, quote, deeply concerned and wanted to understand what leads to these excessive delays. The review comes as the state is seeking to hold cities accountable and ensure they do their part to address the state's massive housing shortage. San Francisco Mayor London Breed welcomed the probe and says she's looking forward to cooperating with state officials. I'm Erin Baldessari, KQED News.
Healthcare workers at 6 hospitals in Northern California were shortchanged thousands of dollars in wages and other pay this month. That's after parent company Providence switched to a new payroll system in July, resulting in some short paychecks, missing paid time off, and absent retirement contributions, according to the National Union of Healthcare Workers. Michelle Steinberg is a patient account specialist at the Queen of the Valley Medical Center in Napa.
The majority of us live paycheck to paycheck, and we have single income households. So when we're not being paid our overtime or shift differentials, or bonuses that were promised, it brings it to another level.
Providence says most problems with the new payroll system have been resolved, and it's issuing $500 checks today to more than 200 workers who have missed pay. I'm Natalia Navarro, KQED News.